The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
For some time, a primary irritation of mine has been the arrogant and stupid edicts created by liberal extremists who, about 25 years ago, ordained that we all should abide by their rules of social behavior, which they decided to call political correctness. I never bought into that rigid, humorless nonsense, and now most of us who think with logic and not with liberal selective feelings can see the destructive havoc political correctness has created. Much of the damage has been to our children, many of whom are adults who are spoiled, bewildered, and dependent. The ones I have said were cheated out of having parameters. And now the religious aspect of political correctness. When Minister Joe Wright was asked to open the new session of the Kansas Senate, everyone was expecting the usual generalities, but this is what they heard. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and to seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, woe to those who call evil good. But that's exactly what we have done. We've lost our spiritual equilibrium and reversed our values. We confess that we have ridiculed the absolute truth of your word and call it pluralism. We have exploited the poor and called it the lottery. We have rewarded laziness and called it welfare. We have killed our unborn and called it choice. We have shot abortionists and called it justifiable. We have neglected to discipline our children and called it building self-esteem. We have abused power and called it politics. We have coveted our neighbor's possessions and called it ambition. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it freedom of expression. We have ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment. Search us, O God, and know our hearts today and cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Amen. The response was immediate. A number of legislators walked out during the prayer in protest. In 6 short weeks, Central Christian Church, where Reverend Wright is pastor, logged more than 5,000 phone calls, with only 47 of those calls responding negatively. The church is now receiving international requests for copies of this prayer from India, Africa, and Korea. If possible, please pass this prayer on to your friends. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for everything. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.